Good morning to you all. Today, Jesus tells Nathanael that he saw him sitting under a fig tree. Jesus hadn't even seen him yet, but Jesus said that I saw you. When did Jesus see you? Has Jesus ever seen you? Yes, he has. You know, today in the church, we remember all the children who have been killed in the womb. Today is the Sanctity of Life Sunday. And today, here in my hand, I have a little model of a little baby who is 11 weeks old. You and I and all of them were this size at one time. And thanks be to God that God showed, led, revealed to your mother that you were to be born. But we know that there are millions and millions of children who are this size who don't have a chance because they are killed in the womb. Yet Jesus tells us that he sees, he knows these children. Even this small, Jesus knows these children. As a matter of fact, Jesus says that he knew us even before we were formed in the womb. So even before you were, Jesus saw you and he knew you. How does Jesus know you? Libby? He created because he's the creator. Because he is God. And therefore, because he is God, he loves us. And he knows his children. Even children this small, Jesus knows. He knows intimately, very well. He knows their heart. He sees their heart. And he knows them. He knows them by name. Now, Jesus knows each and every one of you by name because there at the font, you were baptized. But children who are killed in the womb, children this size, they aren't baptized. So Jesus says that he knows them, but what happens after they are killed? Jesus, in his love and in his mercy, because he is a merciful Lord, he sees them and he knows them. And we trust Jesus that they will be with him in heaven. But what about the mother or the father who undergoes an abortion? Does that mean that they automatically go to hell? No. Because Jesus, again, is a gracious and merciful God. He is always willing to forgive. So when the mother and the father repent of their sins, Scripture tells us that God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So on this day that we remember sanctity of life, that we remember all the children who didn't have a chance, but because Jesus saw them and knew them, they are with him. And that is our blessed assurance. That is the blessed hope that we have for all these children. So don't ever forget, my dear young friends, Jesus knows you. He knows your heart. He knows you by name. And because he went to the cross for you and died for you, you know that you too will be in heaven with him. And all the children said, thanks be to Jesus. I don't think they heard you. Let's pray. Lord God, we give you thanks and praise this day. We ask, O Lord, that in your mercy that you will forgive those who have undergone abortion. We give you thanks and praise, O Lord, and we ask you to forgive those who refuse to believe in your word, that you will have mercy upon them, that as with Nathanael today, that the word will reach their ears and that they will come and see and believe. Lord, we pray that for these children and for their families, that you will continue to bless them and guide them, that you will continue to lead them here to church so that you will see them and know them and call them your dear children. Lord Jesus, we pray all these things in your holy name. And all the children said,